Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, we're excited to get – we had conviction and belief in Jalen. And so when he's there at 15, again, Vic, we always make those calls. We're just doing our due diligence. But we're taking Jalen. We're excited about it.
I said yesterday that I don't think Falcons fans have a universal pick, but I can tell you what, they would have been universally PO'd had you passed on Jalen Walker and actually accepted a trade back, I think, at that point, man. You were obviously at Mercedes-Benz for this, and it's the morning shift, Mike and Squid hanging out. We're celebrating. It feels good to be celebrating. But I think it's funny because I tweeted while the Falcons were on the clock last night. I said, WTF is happening. Like, what is going on right now? Why is the clock getting so far down? And Conte's doing it on the broadcast right next to you. He's going, okay, there's a minute left. Okay, there's 45 seconds left. Okay, where are we going here?
You get worried because, you know, there has been teams that have not made the pick in time. And they've gotten skipped. And you didn't think it was going to happen. I had someone message me and said, I think they were half joking, being a little bit haterish, saying, I think Terry wanted Barron and he got overruled. I said, no, I think what Terry was doing is he said, holy blank, how did this happen? This is the best player. This is a top eight pick. Let's put it that top eight pick right now. Some say top five. Is someone willing to overpay to come get him to where we get almost a three for one deal for Jalen Walker?
Right.
And that's what I think he was doing. I think they always wanted Jalen Walker. I think they wanted someone to basically pay them for that pick. And I mean pay as in overpay for it. And it didn't happen, so they went ahead and went chalk.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. And, again, we're taking your calls all day today, 404-726-0929. I do want to talk about this, though, because you're right. I think that we universally love the fact that Jalen Walker is headed here. There's no doubt. But if they had received the right package of picks, you know, still on the board at that point, it's still James Pierce. You talked about it all morning. You heard from a source yesterday that they really, really like James Pierce, even at 15. Walter Nolan's still there. Shamar Stewart is still there. A number of names left on the board where they're thinking, okay, if we trade back a little bit, it might be in a position to put us to, you know, to graft multiple of these guys, which was obviously, you know, in Terry's mind all along. You know, how shocked were they? I want to get to this sound about Terry because he talked a little bit last night about, you know, they kind of thought that some of these players might fall.
We kind of predicted, actually, that there was going to be a run on offensive linemen. So many people needed offensive linemen, and that kind of pushed some of those good defensive players down a little bit further. So we're excited that he's on the clock. Surprise isn't the right word because you just never know how the draft's going to go.
Yeah, that's
it. And he's right, man. He's right.
That's absolutely it. That's what we talked about yesterday. You and I sat here and talked about, when I said that I'd go streaking because Jalen Walker was there, because I didn't think he would be. But what did we talk about? We said, look, if something was to happen, it would mean a run happened on offensive players, like offensive linemen, or maybe, you know, somebody got kind of freaked out and decided to go get one of these tight ends. I think the Panthers, I got to give Dave Archer credit. We were talking, he said, and Mike Conte was like, hey, the draft starts at 4, right? Because you get through Ward, Hunter, and Abdul Carter in whatever order. And Arch goes, I think it starts at 8 with Carolina. Because what do they do? And do they do what we think they're going to do and go defense? Or do they create another thing? And they created something else by taking McMillan. And then the Saints doubled down and took a guy that we know a lot about now in Kelvin Banks.
Yeah.
And then everything was drafting for need for players, and we're a team that needed a lot on defense, but because we needed so much on defense, we didn't have to draft for need, but we did.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it, man. And I think it's funny you talk about Teteroa McMillan and Kelvin Banks because, you know, and Rusty brought this up earlier in the week and last week. He's like, dude, it'd be a worst nightmare to see Jaylen Walker and Mykael Williams land at 8 and 9 inside the division. I think that all kind of made us throw up in our mouth a little bit. And the fact that you land Jaylen Walker and he's not at one of these guys just makes it all the more better. Mykael Williams ends up at 11 in San Francisco. I absolutely – it was funny because I heard you guys talking last night about the Dallas Cowboys pick and whether or not they would take a tight end or wide receiver. And I was sitting there looking at it. And you know, dude, you know after talking to me, I'm a massive Zach Martin fan. And I'm looking at the fact that Zach Martin stepped away. Tyler Booker fits that to a T over there, the guard out of Alabama. And I'm starting to put it together as you guys did last night. And you start saying, all right, this team needs guard or wide receiver or offense. This team needs defensive tackle. Obviously, Indianapolis Colts, you look at and say, all right, if they take a tight end here, you might be dealing with a situation. And so I love hearing from Terry Fontenot, dude, when he's like, you know, we thought there might be a run, and a lot of these things just kind of fell in together, man. So it's just awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome the way it all panned out. I could not believe it last night. A massive amount of shock. I want to go real quick back out to the phone lines. Let's get to our buddy Minty out there in Gwinnett County, man. Minty, fwam, 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 buddy. Good morning.
Fwam, 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 gentlemen. This is what it looks like. Well, first of all, let me say congratulations, Bo Morgan. This is your family.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
This is what it looks like when somebody knows their job is on the line, and yet still they do not outthink the winner. Go for what you need. The gravy was there. All he had to do was put his biscuits in it. Compared to what the division, everybody in your division, compared to how they drafted, I think the Falcons, short of getting a fat boy to protect Michael Penix in the next coming round and getting rid of the contract for Mr. Cousins, I think they just won the division.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, Ding, classy move on the part of the Mafia to welcome in Porkchop, after all these days. I just hope you're taking note.
Mike Mafia, yo!
First off, Squid Nation. It zoots class. I mean, that's what we are. I can tell you right now,
Squid Nation got punked last night because you promised that you were going streaking.
I was hoping. Security was a lot stricter than I thought it would be last night.
I didn't put Do Not Disturb on my phone because I was waiting on a bailout call. I just knew that you weren't going to call Amy, with baby on hand at home. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to go bail. I'll do that for my guy if I need to, man. But it is, look, man, I think Minty brings up a number of good points. It's funny, dude, because I did not think after last year that we were going to be in this situation where anything that the Falcons did was – and this is – you and I have been on over 2 years now in the morning shift. You come in these situations, and it seems like every single Falcons topic we have talked about has split Falcons fandom. Am I right? How good is Desmond Ridder? Is he good enough to be the quarterback? Kirk Cousins versus Michael Penix. Terry Fontenot, is he the guy? Raheem Morris, is he the guy? Which is Arthur Smith need to be fired? Is Raheem Morris the right hire? Do we want Bill Belichick? Do we need, like, all of these different decisions you and I have had to talk about in the last 2 years plus of doing the show together? And finally, April 25th, that we are finally talking about a situation where it seems universally beloved that Jaylen Walker is headed to Flowery Branch. I can't think of a better situation the Falcons landing themselves in.
Yeah, and then you look on the other side, and I think some people are the fact that the team, the franchise, doubled down on defensive front players and went back into the first round with James Pierce Jr. I think there's some people that are a little bit like, well, you could have got him later, or that was too much. You got a guy who at some point early in this process was considered a top 15 pick in Pierce.
Yeah.
You got a guy who at the end of the day was everybody that made a big board, whether, I tell you don't go by him or not, but most of y'all ignore that anyways. So he was top five, top ten on everybody's big board in Jalen Walker. You know, these two guys dominated the SEC. And I love what Jalen Walker said. I think he told the media last night. He goes, I love the fact I get to play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium because some of my best games in my college career have come in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I'm going to tell you something. That guy that the Saints got at ninth overall, Jalen Walker owned him.
Yes, he did.
Owned him. And
yes,
for the record, so did Mykal Williams.
Yes, he did.
So,
yes, he
I've added. I'm not saying Kelvin Banks ain't a great player or won't be, but I like my guy better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and speaking of those UGA memories, I think that's one thing to kind of keep in mind. We wondered with the contingent of people going to Pro Day. We talked to Rusty, the day after that, and we talked about 22 Falcons personnel over there. Was this the year they would finally do it? And it seemed like the picks were matching up. Let's hear from Terry Fontenot talking about, you know, UGA player, yes, but also good player.
Look, we picked a hell of a football player and a hell of a person. You know, you talk about the players being here, D-led for that local day, and we had already spent a lot of time with Jalen. We spent a lot of time with him throughout the whole process, but I might have spent the whole day. It was like the whole time we're out there, it was me, Jalen, and my son hanging out because he didn't work out, but he's watching all his other guys work out and cheering them on and going through that thing. But it's just, he's one of those guys that as I'm looking at him and looking at my son, I'm like, that's what you want your son to grow up to be like, you know. And he was about to leave there and go to Georgia State to meet his dad to watch his brother play. You know, he's a safety there, but just a different level guy. But again, I'm talking about the person. When you watch the tape and watch the player, you don't even need to meet the person because you know what you're getting.
That's, I mean, I cannot think of a stronger endorsement than to say something like that if you're in Terry Fontenot's shoes.
You know, you and me and Rusty were texting last night, and I said this. This was all mine. I said, you know, we talk about some of the things that come out about a James Pierce. It was kind of concerned and stuff, you know. I don't worry about any of that with a guy like Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker is the kind of guy that's going to come in here and be a leader, Mike. Not maybe day one because you won't need it because you got some other guys. But he's a guy that turns into a leader at some point on this defense. I'm blown away that he was there. I just cannot. I was so stunned, man.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Too,
and the Falcons got the best player available and still got the guy that they love the most. And, you know, I think you look at James Pierce and he kind of reminds me of what Jeff Ulbrich had. And we were talking about this and he was like, yeah, it's kind of like what Will McDonald was for the Jets defense. Will McDonald has been a very good player the first two seasons that Ulbrich had him, and I almost am speechless. Like I don't even know what to say. You've got two guys that play differently though. You know, both of them are pretty decent against the run, but James Pierce had one of the best win rates in if not the best last year in college football. In college football, in the SEC, which is a really silly freaking good conference.
Yeah, he definitely did. Let's fit one more phone call in here. Let's go out to Randy in Atlanta. Randy, good morning, man. Rise up.
Hey, what's going on, Squid Nation, man? I got my Louis Shades on. With my aviators, man. So you know how I do it, man. You know how I do it, Squid Nation, baby.
That's right.
What's going on, fellas? I'm excited for the Falcons, man. Only thing I was, when San Francisco was on the clock and I seen two of the Georgia players still was on the board, and I'm like, you know, San Fred's not going to take that one. And Kyle Shanahan did it again to us. He did it again. But I'm excited for the Falcons, and I think we're going to have a good year, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think you're spot on, Randy.
You know what, though, I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm not upset with which one they took. I wanted Jalen Walker more anyways. And I think it fits more what you want to do. And I go back to the fact that you have Leonard Floyd and James Pierce. I just could see there be times where you have Floyd and Pierce, or Floyd and Braylon Trice, or Pierce and Trice, or, you know, and then Walker is in the middle, and when you're in like a nickel type defense, or, you know, maybe even Caden Ellis continues to come. Like, they have so many. We went from nobody rushing the passer to seemingly having so many guys that can win and get there in so many different ways.
I want you to hold that thought. Phone lines are still open, 404-726-0929. But, Bo, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to hear the cut from Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker's versatility. I want to dive into this conversation of how he fits with the other linebackers and edge players on this roster. But, look, if you're in the Stone Mountain area and you just see a bright light coming up over the horizon, that's not the sun rising. That's the smile on Rusty Manziel's face as he just walked towards this table over here. It's unbelievable how happy this guy is. We'll hear from Rusty Manziel on the other side.